It's a celebration of the human voice on Sunday, October 12th. Actually, a lot of voices. The second Choirs for Crayons fundraising concert happens in the Music Hall Ballroom that afternoon. And we have a couple of the organizers here. We have David Beaudry from the Greater Cincinnati Choral Consortium and Jeff Stern from Crayons 2 Computers. And they're here to tell us more about the show. Thanks for being here. So Thank you. Let's start with actually the group that I kind of mentioned, the Greater Cincinnati Choral Consortium. And David Beaudry, you're with that. What is this involved and who's connected with this?
Well, the Greater Cincinnati Choral Consortium actually started, we just celebrated our first year. It started in August of 2013. And this is a group of 34 local choirs. We have three universities, colleges. We have a bunch of community choirs. We have some church choirs. We have a couple of high school choirs. So it's everything from the May Festival Choir to the Cincinnati Boy Choir to Southern Gateway Chorus to St. John's Universalist Church, and I could go on. 34 choirs that have all come together and joined hands to try to collaborate and increase our gift to the community through collaboration.
Okay, now that's the talent side. Let's talk about the other side of this concert, and that's the reason for getting it all together, and that's where Jeff Stern comes in from Crayon 2 Computers.
Yes, we're very excited to be partnering on this. It's the second year that the consortium has done the event and the second year that they're working with us, and we are very, very grateful. Our role in the community is basically to provide school supplies to children in need throughout 16 counties in the greater Cincinnati area. We work with now approximately 130,000 students and 10,000 teachers throughout greater Cincinnati. And we're just really excited to be able to partner on this project. And thanks to the generosity of all these choral ensembles, we will be receiving all of the funds from the program, which will go directly towards our programs.
Now, you mentioned thousands there, thousands of teachers and students. And how many voices are we going to be hearing at this concert? I take it not thousands?
Well, we won't be hearing thousands, but we are going to get a sample from 12 different choirs, all within a 90-minute period. So each choir is going to sing one or two songs, and we'll have a whole bunch of different genres all within a 90-minute period, and it's just going to be a really unique concert.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the choirs involved and what can we expect? I mean, I'm going to assume that somewhere in there there'll be some classical music, right?
Yes, there will be a good variety of music. We have ensembles that scale different kinds of repertoire, from doing things Broadway style, more pop style, to absolutely choral repertoire. There's going to be Palestrina on the concert, and several very popular composers and texts, certainly Ave Maria texts, even if not by composers necessarily, who you would necessarily recognize. So a really good variety of repertoire. I know Stephen Foster is even going to be featured on there, so Americana in there as well.
Why don't you tell us about some of the particular choirs that'll be there?
Well, we have the Cincinnati Children's Choir. We have the Cincinnati Men's Chorus. Muse is another group that will be coming. The Cincinnati Boy Choir, Cincinnati Sound, Southern Gateway Chorus, the Voices of the Commonwealth, Voices of Indiana, Young Professionals Choral Collective, Northern Kentucky Children's Ensemble, the Delta Kings Chorus, and the Cincinnati May Festival Youth Choir.
Also, I wanted to ask, too, I was reading something about how you're going to get people into the Music Hall Ballroom. It's a pretty big area, but there are some limitations. You have an interesting way of actually doing this.
So we're planning to do a collage program so we can get lots of choirs in. But part of the goal as well is to have all the choirs participate as audience members, which we hope should add to the fun of the entire experience, especially since groups are only performing one or two pieces. We want it to be very, very inclusive and fun. So what's pretty neat about this is we're going to set up the space, I guess you could say horizontally. So the stage that already exists in the ballroom will be one stage, and then flanking that stage on either side will be choral risers. So in essence, we have three stages built with all of the seats basically facing in towards the center. So we have lots of seats in the middle. Thanks to the size of the ballroom, we have seats for hopefully upwards of about 500 audience members. And then realistically, more seats for the choirs themselves, another 500 or so for the choirs to participate. So in essence, we're hoping to have about 1,000 people in there that day to participate in the event.
So this is going to be happening on Sunday afternoon, October 12th, at the Music Hall Ballroom. It's a collage concert. I like that the name, the collage concert, Choirs for Crayons, 2 p.m. that afternoon at the Music Hall Ballroom. Where can somebody get tickets for this?
For those who are interested in reserving tickets in advance, since we will have four donations at the door, for those who are interested in advance, they can call Crayons to Computers and make a reservation, and we can mail some tickets to you in advance. And they can even personally speak to me, Jeff, and I will reserve them some tickets.
Now, I read something about there's something called a Guarantee Your Seat card. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, and that's exactly what this would do. The idea is that it's a donation at the door, and people certainly are welcome to pick up a ticket and enter at the door. But because we do have limited capacity of about 500 seats, we can get you those Guarantee Your Seat cards in advance. And in fact, people who have those in advance, we will have sort of some sections of the auditorium already reserved for those seats.
And are either of you singers?
Well, I think both of us are.
Yes.
Oh, either of you going to be in the show?
David will be in the show with Southern Gateway Chorus, which is terrific. He serves both as treasurer of the GCCC and as a member of the chorus. And while I will not be performing on this concert, I am actually basically directing the concert and putting the whole afternoon together, playing a bit of the role of stage manager.
We've been speaking with David Beaudry from the Greater Cincinnati Choral Consortium and Jeff Stern with Crayons to Computers. This is all about the collage concert called Choirs for Crayons, Sunday, October 12th, 2 p.m. in the Music Hall Ballroom. Thanks a lot for telling us about the concert.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.